Biodiesel is one industry that's pleased without reservation with the EPA's final rule on volume obligations under the renewable fuel standard. National Biodiesel Board CEO Joe Jobe says the rule increases biomass-based diesel volumes to 1.9 billion gallons in 2016 and 2 billion gallons in 2017.
It shows a precedent of steady, sustainable growth for biomass-based diesel for 5 years, so 2012 through 2017. And it grows the program very sustainably from a billion gallons in 2012 to calling for 2 billion gallons in 2017. So that's a doubling of our industry that is pretty much on track to happen in a 5 year time period. That is demonstrable success. And our goal, our industry goal, is to double that again in the next 5 year time period. And we believe that that is a very achievable, sustainable goal that our industry will continue to invest in.
Jobe says the rule also shows a commitment by the administration to use the RFS program to achieve greenhouse gas reduction in the heavy-duty transportation sector.
And that commitment includes a commitment to get the program back on track. That's one of the main things this rulemaking did. It gets the program back on track to meet the statutory deadlines going forward.
At the same time, Jobe says they will continue to work with Congress to get the biodiesel tax incentives extended, because that works hand in hand with the RFS to grow the industry.
They are completely separate, but they are complementary policies. The producer's tax credit will just make the tax credit, the management of the tax credit, more efficient. It will make it, there will be cost savings in the program, and it will incentivize the domestic production so that tax dollars aren't going to incentivize an influx of imported product. And so they're both important to us. They're both priorities to us, and they're both needed in this still nascent stage of our industry.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.